I'm trying, man. I ain't
got
to lift to play no more. I can lift to look good.
Okay, okay, okay. Come on, so we can look like we could. Talk to people I know you.
Uh-huh.
My man, Corey Ray.
Yes, sir.
First base coach for the Nationals.
Yes, sir.
So how you get that gig?
I don't know. I'm fooling somebody, apparently.
Can I tell people I know you so I get some juice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We go way back.
We go way back. So let's see. How many years has it been since you played high school baseball?
I graduated in 2013, so 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah, 13 years.
Now, you know, I was looking at some old footage this morning, matter of fact, before I came to the game. I think I did one of your last high school interviews with you.
Yeah.
You guys had just won the city championship, and you hit a home run in your last at-bat for the city champion, the city championship game.
I remember that.
You remember that?
I remember that vaguely.
The last at-bat in the Chicago Public League. And it was a home run. It's your senior year going out.
I just told myself I was going to hit the ball hard and run. I didn't know where it went. I didn't know where it was going. I just hit the ball hard and I ran.
So this had to be really special for you to win a city championship going out, hit a home run in your last at bat, and sitting around waiting for the draft in 2 weeks.
Yeah, it is, but we're not done yet. We're searching for a state championship.
You know what else I remember? I remember losing in this ballpark to Harlem in the city championship 2 years before that. Well, it still hurts.
Simeon Harlan, them best bit of rivalry, so we can't talk about that. Kenny and Frank, two of my guys. Now. So, you know, you went on, got drafted. Who were you drafted by?
Milwaukee Brewers. Oh, and out of high school, it was the Seattle Mariners. And then I got drafted by the Brewers out of college.
And then you went on in the minor leagues. What was that journey like?
I learned so much. You don't know what you don't know. When you play minor league baseball, you find out, right? Like, just that I say all the time, like, this baseball, the game of baseball is a representation of life, right? And you hear all the time, nobody's coming to save you. You've got to wear it. You've got to fight through it. And you're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. That was the minor leagues for me. Like, I expected that I was putting in work and I was doing everything that I was supposed to do. And I just expected the results to come. And it doesn't always work like that, right? And so you learn it, no matter whether you're up, whether you're down, you just got to continue to fight and continue to show up.
A lot of people don't know in reality, this is sport, but it's a survival game.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You fail a lot more than you succeed. You got to learn how to deal with failure. But that just makes you cherish the successes all the more.
And you know, you was the man at Simeon, but when you crossed that professional line, you found out everybody was the man.
Everybody's good. I found that out in college. I mean, you the man at Simeon, you the man in Illinois, and then you go to college and it's players from all over, and they were good in their towns too. And so you got to figure out how to stand out within them, and then you get to pro ball, and everybody's a professional, everybody's getting paid, and you got to figure out how to stand out so you get to the big leagues, and the big leagues is a whole other game.
You know, I always tell my guys that the big leagues, only difference in the big league, high school, college, and summer league, this game become quicker, the competition become better, you eliminate the ones that can't and the ones that cannot.
Absolutely. I also think, I'll take that a step further, the really, really good big leaguers are the most consistent.
So you got to eat, drink, and sleep.
Yeah, yes you do.
So let me take you back to that city championship, and you say 2013.
Yes, sir.
2013, you hit a home run in your last at-bat in high school. In the city championship, you got the game ball, and I asked you what you did with that game ball. You said you was giving it to your grandfather.
Absolutely.
Because you dedicate your sister to your grandfather. So you're going to get that home run ball?
Yeah, it's right here.
It's right here. You got it already?
Yeah.
So what you going to do with this ball?
Give it to my grandfather. I dedicated my baseball career to him, so this home run ball goes to him.
Okay, well, congratulations to you and Simeon.
Thank you.
All right.
Your 2013 CPS City Varsity Baseball Champions.
Absolutely. I still do. I still do. Luckily, I was able to go and see him while I was here this trip, and I'm going to try to get him out to a game tomorrow. But you talk about support, right, in the simplest form, in its purest form. That's my grandfather. And my dad, too. But, man, my grandfather went above and beyond to support me, not only as Corey Ray, his grandchild, but as Corey Ray, the baseball player.
So grandpa gonna come out tomorrow, you're gonna get him a Scott box, right?
Hey.
Come on, you still make that big league body now. Come on now.
I'm gonna try to get him out.
Grandpa. You want a Scott box or you ain't coming? Let him know, grandpa.
If you ask for it, I gotta give it to you, I guess.
I'm asking for grandpa. So, I mean, how does it feel to come back to Chicago and achieve the success that you've achieved?
It's nostalgic. And you say achieve success. I think, like, this makes you want to achieve success, right? Mm-hmm. Because you realize, you don't realize until you come home the number of people that I've touched, right, or that I inspire. And it just makes me want to, that's the reason that I started to coach, is because I want to help the next generation of Corey Rays become the best version of themselves, become better than me. And so you come home and you realize how many people are following your career, how many people are pulling for you to do well, and it makes you want to achieve more just so that you can expand your reach.
I let my TV audience know, who was your high school coach?
The Honorable Leroy Franklin.
The legend.
The legend, absolutely.
He was my friend. Leroy Franklin was my friend and my mentor.
Absolutely.
And he's the one that got me into scouting when I started scouting.
Yes. I say all the time, I've been lucky enough to play for some really great coaches and have some really good mentors. Leroy Franklin was at the beginning of that.
Well, you know, I could never get you in my uniform in the summer, but, you know, we still boys now. Yeah. We still boys now. You going to take Coach out for dinner while you're tired?
Hey, I owe you dinner.
See, Coach got him on tape. I'm going to play this tape, too.
I owe you dinner, yes.
Hey, you know, I got this pass here that gets me into the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
And anywhere I want to go in the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
Well, I want to sit with Grandpa in the skybox tomorrow. Hey, you know, I don't do Sunday's game, but I'm coming just so I can sit up there with Grandpa.
I got to see if I can get him one first. I hear today's supposed to be a sellout. It might not.
They come to see you.
No, they not.
You got all Chicago come to see Corey Ray. Coach, reminiscing old times with the man. Can I get your autograph? I ain't supposed to ask for the autograph. I can't get the autograph. Can I secretly get your autograph?
You know me. You don't need an autograph.
But I want to be able to throw your name around. Or, you know, I show him this video.
It's on camera.
Hold on, let's smile. So I'm gonna freeze this picture. Me and Corey Ray, we're gonna be all over social. Coach and Corey Ray. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Of
course. You know you my guy.
Try to catch up a couple more of you guys.
Yes, sir. Good seeing you, Coach.
Same here.
Hold on, you know I'm gonna bring Corey back here. Take a sip. Y'all know how to do this stuff.